What do a malaria drug, a Russian vaccine, and the blood plasma of people who have recovered from COVID-19 have in common? All have been approved for use by governments in response to the coronavirus pandemic, with little or no scientific substance to back those decisions up. On March 28th, near the pandemic's beginning, America's Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, issued emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, an established but not risk-free anti-malarial medicine, which was controversially being proposed by some people, including Donald Trump, the country's president, as a possible COVID treatment. It did so, the authorization stated, based on limited in vitro and anecdotal clinical data. On August 11th, Vladimir Putin, Mr. Trump's Russian counterpart, said his government was the world's first to approve a coronavirus vaccine, despite a lack of proper tests. And on August 23rd, Mr. Trump announced approval of the use of convalescent plasma therapy to treat COVID-19. He described it as a very historic breakthrough, on the basis of a study the statistics of which the head of the FDA, Stephen Hahn, got publicly and spectacularly wrong. That regulators move fast in emergencies is to be applauded, but these three examples have raised worries that sometimes they are moving too fast, and possibly for the wrong reasons. In one instance, indeed, things have gone full circle. Hydroxychloroquine's approval was rescinded on June 15th after a series of well-conducted trials showed that it had no effect on COVID-19. The worry is that the other two approaches may prove similarly futile, diverting attention and effort from more promising avenues, or worse, causing actual harm. The Russian announcement was of the development by the Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology in Moscow of Sputnik V. This involves two injections, 3 weeks apart. Each shot is of a harmless virus that has been modified to express one of the proteins made by SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. This is a perfectly sensible approach. Unfortunately, Sputnik V has not yet been through the trials, normally involving many thousands of people, which would be needed to show that it works and is safe. In fact, it has been given to a mere 76 people, and no results from these tests, nor from any of the animal tests that the Institute says it has run, have yet been published. Mr. Putin has, in other words, simply redrawn the finishing line for making a vaccine, stepped over it, and declared victory.